New US-UK trade agreement, what to know? President Donald Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on May 8 unveiled the broad outline of a new trade agreement hailed by Trump as a great deal for both countries. It was the first trade deal announced after Trump imposed sweeping tariffs on nearly all countries on April 2. "This is a really fantastic, historic day," Starmer said by phone during the announcement. "This is going to boost trade between and across our countries." While nothing was signed to make the arrangement official, Trump told reporters at the Oval Office that a finalized version will be released in the coming weeks. Here are the key takeaways from the U.S.-UK trade blueprint. Tariffs and quotas. The United States will keep its baseline universal 10% tariff on UK goods entering the country. However, the British government confirmed that the trade pact will involve various levy reductions on UK exports to the United States. 25% tariffs implemented on British steel will be lowered to 0%, and tariffs on some UK-made automobiles will be reduced from 27.5% to 10%. Once a deal is finalized, US officials will work on an alternative agreement for the Section 232 tariffs on British-made vehicles. Under this arrangement, British automakers will be provided a quota of 100,000 cars per year shipped to the US market at the lower tariff rate. Any vehicle that exceeds the quota would be subjected to a 25% levy. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said British companies can export plane parts to the United States tariff-free. In exchange for this concession, a British airline will purchase $10 billion worth of Boeing airplanes. On the agriculture front, the new deal could potentially expand market access in the world's sixth largest economy by an estimated $5 billion. According to the White House, this will include $700 million in ethanol exports and $250 million in agricultural products, such as beef. Britain will eliminate tariffs on U.S. ethanol, an ingredient used to manufacture beer. Farmers on both sides of the Atlantic will be given reciprocal market access on beef. Specific to the beef, this is going to exponentially increase our beef exports, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said at the event. And to be very clear, American beef is the safest, the best quality, and the crown jewel of American agriculture for the world. Buck Wehrbein, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association president and a Nebraska cattleman, welcomed the announcement. For years, American cattle producers have seen the United Kingdom as an ideal partner for trade, Wehrbein said in a statement. Between our countries' shared history, culture, and their desire for high-quality American beef, securing a trade agreement is a natural step forward. British farmers will be extended a tariff-free quota for 13,000 metric tons of beef. Speaking to reporters at a Jaguar Land Rover facility in the West Midlands, Starmer clarified that his government did not lower food standards to strike a trade deal. "We said we had red lines on standards, particularly in agriculture. We've kept to those standards," the Prime Minister said. "Chicken, for instance, is processed differently in the United States and the United Kingdom. In the UK, the practice of chlorine washing chicken is prohibited." Non-tariff trade barriers. A vital aspect of the Trump administration's trade agenda has been dismantling other barriers as well. The UK will reduce or eliminate numerous non-tariff barriers that unfairly discriminate against American products, Trump said. "This is now turning out to be, really, a great deal for both countries." The White House said in a fact sheet that the UK framework shuts down loopholes, which will increase US firms' competitiveness in the UK's procurement market. The agreement takes other actions that will benefit US exporters, such as streamlining customs procedures for US exports, creating a secure supply chain for pharmaceutical goods, and establishing high-standard commitments for intellectual property, labor, and the environment. It enhances the supply chain of US aerospace manufacturers by providing preferential access to premium quality UK aerospace components. The US administration has said this deal, which is expected to raise $6 billion in tariff revenues, will level the playing field for American producers. More to come. The president noted that the final details are being written up in the coming weeks, adding that the actual deal is a very conclusive one. "We think just about everything's been approved," Trump said. The U.S.-UK deal is expected to set the tone for negotiations with other trading partners, the White House said. During the weekend of May 10th to 11th, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer will meet with their Chinese counterparts in Switzerland to discuss trade and other economic subjects. "I think we're going to have a very good weekend," the president said. Trump has raised the U.S. tariff rate on Chinese imports to 145%. The Chinese regime has retaliated by imposing 125% levies on American-made products entering the world's second-largest economy. "Every little bit helps." The U.S. stock market was pleased by the trade deal blueprint. The blue-chip Dow Jones Industrial Average rallied by about 500 points. The broader S&P 500 and the tech-driven NASDAQ Composite Index added more than 1%. Our oldest ally, or at least oldest ally that speaks our language, stepped into the trade void and helped the Trump administration get a big win today, said Chris Zaccarelli, the CIO for Northlight Asset Management, in a note to the Epoch Times. "A trade agreement, even if it's an agreement in principle, is what the markets were looking to see." Shares of Boeing increased by more than 3% on the news. U.S. Treasury yields also climbed, with the benchmark 10-year yield surging about 10 basis points to above 4.37%. Market watchers say the economic effects will be modest, mainly because the two economies are already tightly integrated. Paul Dales, chief UK economist at Capital Economics, said in a note that the deal won't make a big difference to the UK economy as a whole, although it is more significant for certain sectors such as cars and steel. "That said, every little bit helps," he said. Joseph Bruswellis, the chief economist at RMS, said that beleaguered UK industries, such as automotives and metals, are poised to be the biggest beneficiaries. One of the key questions around whatever framework for future trade talks is, does it expand trade between the two countries, or is it merely a fig leaf that covers up an increase in trade taxes? He said in a note. In 2024, the United States ran a $11.9 billion trade surplus with the UK. Additionally, the US economy accounts for 16% of the UK's global trade.